We're up to Yeshaya Perek Mem, Pasuk Aleph. The Haftorah for Shabbos Nachamu, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, comfort, comfort my people. Today, Yid Aleph Shvat is actually the yahrzeit of my mother's father, Rav Zev, then Moshe HaKohen, which will be a aliyah for his neshama. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. The Novi says, comfort, comfort my people. Yomar Elokeichem. So says your Elohim, your God. Hashem says, comfort my people. Comfort the Bnei Yisrael. We had before the simple reading of the Psukim. A connection is to be found in the Mari Korah. The last parak discussed, as we mentioned in the previous year, that the king Chizkio was told that his descendants would be taken into Golus Bavel, they'd be exiled to Bavel. And his response was, Tov Devar Hashem Asher Dibarta, it's good the word of Hashem that you've spoken. Vayomer, and he said, Ki yeh shalom ve'emes biyomoy. At least in my lifetime there should be shalom and emes, there'll be peace and truth. In my lifetime it should be good. And what will happen in the future, hopefully they'll do tshuva. We'll worry about the future when it comes. Mari Korah says, there was a taina, there was a complaint, why Chizkio didn't daven, he didn't plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Churban shouldn't be foretold. And Hashem says, if you're not going to comfort them, Hareini Menachem Es Yerushalayim, I'm going to see to it to comfort Yerushalayim. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer Elokeichem. So if Chizkio HaMelech won't try to comfort and daven for them, so Hashem says, I will. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. And therefore I tell my people, you should be comforted. The prophets should comfort my people. So says Hashem. The other Mephorshim understand that this is actually a new, almost a new part of Sefer Yeshaya. Rashi says, we're about to begin the Nevi'osav Hoasidos, the Nevuos, the prophecies of the future. That till now we were discussing the rebukes of the prophet, the punishments, the stories of what happened in Yeshaya's lifetime. And now we're about to begin the Nevuos, the prophecies for the future, when Hashem will shower all of the bounty and all of the prophecies and promises will finally happen. And as a hefsek, a break between the words of punishment, the previous nevuos, and the words of consolation that we're going to be learning, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. We have these psukim in the middle, Nachamu, we're now beginning a new goal of the Navi. The Navi is now coming to foretell what will be in the future, that the good times are yet to come. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. My people, you should be comforted. And it's repeated, Nachamu, Nachamu, to strengthen this. It's not enough to console them once, but they need a lot of nechama, a lot of comforting. Nachamu, nachamu, ami, yomer elokeichem. And so says Hashem. The Medrash mentions that with Klal Yisrael, everything seemed to be double. Chet chota Yerushalayim. A sinned, they have sinned, Yerushalayim. They sinned in a double manner. And the punishment seemed to come also double. Bacho, Sivke, Balayla, cry, they cried at night. And when the comforting comes, it's also double. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. It's almost as if what happens to the Jewish people is not at all ordinary. for the good, for the bad. It always seems to be on a grander scale. Chutz miderech hateva. And even the comforting, and when all of the nevuas for good will happen, it'll happen on a scale much greater. Nachamu nachamu ami. The Radak brings down a number of explanations. Nachamu nachamu ami. The double comforting we'll see in a moment. Dabru alev Yerushalayim. Speak to the heart of Yerushalayim. Vikiru eleha. And proclaim, call out to Yerushalayim. Kimola tzva'a. That her period of exile is over. Kinirtzu avona. And her sin has been forgiven. Kilokcha miyad Hashem. She's taken from the hand of Hashem. Kiflayim b'chol chatoseha. She's received double for her sins. She's received double can mean she's received two punishments. There was a galus bavel, two major punishments. There was the first exile after the first churban bayis, the galus of bavel. And then there was double, there was another punishment. There was the second galus, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. It could mean that they were punished double, ki lokcha miyad Hashem, the Radak says, they were punished for their sins, and they were punished for their father's sins. Because although a child doesn't suffer for his father, but if he learns and he emulates and he continues the bad ways, so then eventually that sin just grows and accumulates, and eventually it's kilokcha kiflayim, they're punished double. But with the double punishment comes the nachamu nachamu ami. That's the double nechama. The Medrash has many explanations what the double, the meaning is. Nachamu, comfort those who are living, comfort those who already passed on. But dabru alev Yerushalayim. You have to speak to the heart of Yerushalayim and call out to Yerushalayim. Ki molot tzva'a. It could mean Tzva'a is the time span of exile. And that period of exile has been completed. Halotzava le'enosh alei aretz. Everyone has a certain amount of time on this earth. Kimola tzva'a, the time has been completed. Tzva'a could also mean a tzva, like an army, a host, a large group of people that are organized like an army. Kimola tzva'a, and all of a sudden everyone comes and fills the city of Yerushalayim, and that should comfort them. Kimola tzva'a, they realize the city once again is populated. Kinirtza avona, and her sin has been forgiven. Kilokcha miyad Hashem, she's taken from the hand of Hashem. Kiflayim, double, b'chol chatoseha, double for all of her sins. The Targum learns, Kiflayim b'chol chatoseha, she's received a comfort. Arei kabilas kos tanchumim, she's received that cup of consolation. The practice used to be to give a mourner a cup of wine, cups of wine, and he would drink it, and that would sort of dull the pain that he felt with the loss, the cup of consolation. But it's as if Klal Yisrael has received that cup of tanchumim min kodem Hashem, from Hashem, ki'ilu lokas al-chad terein, as if the punishment was double, b'chol chatosah, for all of her punishments. The consolation will be so great, it'll be hard to imagine why they deserve such a great consolation. Of course, for us still in Golus, it's hard to imagine a consolation that will be so overwhelming. But somebody looking at it will wonder, why do they get such a great consolation? It seems to be double. Whatever the sins were, whatever the punishment was, the consolation is twice as great. Rashi says, in the middle of the Rashi, Lefi Pshuto, in the simple meaning of this pasuk, Yitochen lefarish, it would seem to explain, Kilokha puranus kiflayim, that Klai Yisrael has received a double punishment. The simple reading of the pasuk is, Kilokha miyad Hashem, she's received double from the hand of Hashem. She's received from the hand of Hashem kiflayim is the double, b'chol chatoseho, for all of her sins. V'im tomar, and Rashi says, if you're going to say, heich midosa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could it be the measure of Hashem, l'shalim la'odom kiflayim b'cheto, that a person should receive double, twice as much what his chayit is? Matzinu mikro mole, but there is such a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, in Perek Tezayin, the 16th Perek. It says, V'shilamti, and I will pay back, Rishoyna, Mishna Avonam V'chatosam. In Perek Tezayin, pasuk Yurches, Yirmiyah says, V'shilamti Rishona, first I'll pay them back, Mishne, double, Avonam V'chatosam, for their sin. It seems the simple meaning of that pasuk is they'll be punished double for their sin, which is a difficult concept to understand. And as we'll see, the other Mephorshim do not learn this way. But I thought perhaps it's relevant, the following Ramban. In Parshas Lech Lecha, in Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yudalid. Avram Avinu is shown the Bris Ben Avasarim, the covenant with Hashem, and he's told that there are years of exile in a land that's not theirs. Vavodum Ve'inu Osam, the Jewish nation will be worked and afflicted for 400 years. And then the pasuk says, "Vagamas hagoy asher yavodu," the nation that works, that enslaves the Jews, don anochi, they will be judged. Whoever causes the suffering to Klal Yisrael, they will be punished. And this is actually the Ramban discusses this at length. Why are the nations punished for carrying out the will of Hashem? And understanding this Ramban would shed light on what we're learning now in Yeshayah. The Ramban says, V'hanochun be'enai, what seems to me correct, is that even though, and I'm just skimming through this Ramban and pulling out a few fragments, a few gems from this beautiful Ramban, that even though Klal Yisrael has to suffer, Anigo zarti al zaracha liosgerim be'eretz lolohem, it's decreed that we're going to be strangers in a land that's not theirs. But the nation that does it will be punished. V'lo yifteru bavur she'asu gizei rasi, they will not be exempt because they did the will of Hashem. V'hatam, and the Ramban says the reason is, as the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Zechariah Perek Aleph, V'kinesi l'Yerushalayim u'l'tzion kino gedola. Hashem says, I'm going to have a jealousy, a kino on behalf of Yerushalayim and Tzion, v'ketzef gadol, with a tremendous wrath, ani kotzef al agoyim hashananim, on all of those tranquil nations that now have an easy life. But I'm going to have a tremendous anger. Asher ani kotzafti ma'at. I had a small anger against Yerushalayim and Sion. Vehema ozru l'ra'a. And they helped out, they made it worse. And the Ramban explains, in Mitzrayim, they did more evil to us than Hashem would have wanted. Kavi yachal. Shosifu l'heira. They did worse. Ki shlichu b'neim li'or. The Egyptians threw the Jewish children, the boys, into the river to kill them. Vayimoru eschayeyem, and they made their life bitter. And they thought they would wipe out Klal Yisrael. That wasn't part of Avodim V'inu Osam. We're supposed to be enslaved and suffer for 400 years. But it doesn't say that they would be killed and their life would be embittered, would be annihilated. They did more than Hashem would have kaviyochol wanted, more than Hashem commanded. And he brings down, the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, a different explanation. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, at the end of the sixth parak, the Rambam gives a different answer. That Klal Yisrael had to suffer. But lefish lo gozer al ish yodua, there was no specific person who had to cause us to suffer. And everyone who caused evil to Klal Yisrael, if they didn't want to do it, they didn't have to do it. Somebody else could have done it. And whoever decided to cause us to suffer, that was his own decision. He wasn't doing it because there's a mitzvah of Hashem. That's what the Rambam says. You're right, Klal Yisrael had to suffer. But who told the Egyptians to do it? The fact that they did it, they deserve a punishment. They didn't have to be the ones. We had to suffer. But the Torah just says in a land that's not theirs, it doesn't say where they have to suffer. And the Ramban argues. And the Ramban says, V'lo niskenu devaro vetzli, these words aren't established, they're not correct by me. Because if Hashem wants somebody to cause suffering to Klal Yisrael, whoever gets up and does it, he's zoicha bidvar mitzvah, so he did a mitzvah. What do you mean somebody else could do it? If Hashem wants there to be a punishment, so whoever does it did a mitzvah. And he should find favor from Hashem. But the reason is, as the Ramban says again, if somebody would have done what Hashem wanted, they wouldn't have been punished. But over here what happened was the Mitzrayim did more than Hashem wanted. Again, v'davar boruru, it's clear that ki ashlochas b'neim li'or, throwing the children into the yor, is not included in v'avodim v'inu osam. Hashem said we have to be enslaved, we have to be afflicted in Mitzrayim. But to kill them and try to wipe out the nation, that was not the decree. The hoven ischak malo pen yirbeh, to use the wisdom that Klal Yisrael shouldn't increase. That's not part of the Avdus and the Inui. That's one explanation of the Ramban, which would explain what we're saying here. Ki lokcha miyad Hashem kiflayim b'chol chatoseha. The end account is, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling and He's allowing it, and those that did more will get their punish. And certainly, if we suffered more than Hashem would have demanded, there'll be a nachamu nachmu, there'll be a double consolation, that looking back will be happy and will indeed be consoled. But it seems that the Ramban is learning there is such an understanding that there could be a greater punishment. V'dava havein, and the Ramban gives another explanation. You should know and understand. Ki o'isha nichta v'nechta b'rosh Hashanah lahariga. If a person is written and inscribed on Rosh Hashanah that year he's going to be killed, lo yinoke halistim hahorigoso, the bandits that kill him are not exempt from punishment because they did what was decreed. The murderer is a who rasha bavono yomus. He's a rasha and he'll die because of his sin. The murderer deserves to be killed. But the victim was decided on Rosh Hashanah he would die. And as he explains again at length, because the nevuah, a prophecy, if somebody does something to fulfill a prophecy, this is another answer. If somebody does something to fulfill a prophecy, then he can get a reward for it. There was a king, Yehu, who wiped out the previous monarchy of Achav, and he was rewarded for that. He knew a prophecy that the house of Achav should be killed, and the Novi says, you did good in wiping out the household of Achav, and Yehu was rewarded for that. But if somebody brings a punishment because he himself, not because that's the will of Hashem, but because of his own pride in his own wickedness causes him to inflict suffering on others, that person will be punished. Ki lokcha miyad Hashem kiflayim b'chol chatoseha. Yerushalayim has taken from the hand of Hashem kiflayim double b'chol chatoseha. Double for all of her sins. So it could be an understanding that Hashem would have been satisfied, kaviyachol. If we would have received a minimal punishment, and the nations did more, and for that they'll be punished, and we will receive a double nechama, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will write all the accounts. And as the other Meforshim learn, the double kiflayim b'chol chatoseha doesn't mean others. It's not possible to receive a greater punishment than is deserved. But it just means we've been punished double. Two times we got punished, because that's what the sin warranted. There was a Churban Bayis Rishon, a Churban Bayis Sheni. There were our punishments. There was the punishment that's been accumulating over the centuries before the Churban finally comes. And now we have the approach of the Malbim. The Malbim says a beautiful explanation. Nachamu, nachamu ami. Console, console my nation. Yomar Elokeichem, Hashem says. There's a double consolation. Because the geula, the final redemption, can come in two ways. It can come because there is a time limit. At a certain point, no matter what, Mashiach will come and the world will reach its perfection. It could come in its right time. It could also come sooner. It could come sooner if we have the zechus for it. It could come sooner if our punishment finally cleanses all the sins we've been punished and we don't deserve to be in Golus anymore. Nachamu, comfort them. Nachamu, comfort them. Because there could be the comfort of the geula in its time, there could be the geula before its time. Dabru alev Yerushalayim. And as the Malbim explains, if the geula comes because we've suffered, but because it's the time has arrived. In other words, the Golus had to come by a certain year, by a certain date, and the time arrived, so the Geula came. If so, Yerushalayim needs to be comforted. That there was no chesed, and that it didn't come a minute before it had to come, whenever it had to come, so eventually it came. But we didn't feel any of the special chesed of Hashem. So, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. In that case, you have to speak to the heart of Yerushalayim. There's also a possibility that the Geula does come earlier. And if it comes earlier, V'kiru Eileha, you'll have to call out to her and tell her the Geula is indeed here, even though it's early. And that could be in two possibilities. Again, there are two each phrase corresponds to the following phrases. Dabru alev Yerushalayim, speak to their heart, if kimolot tzava'a. If the time is up, and the geula finally came, in that case Yerushalayim needs, you have to comfort her, speak to her heart, why we weren't zocha to have the geula earlier. In the case that the geula is early, v'kiru eileha, where you have to call out and tell everyone in Golis to return, call out that the Geula is indeed here. That would be if kinirtza avona, if the sin has been forgiven. Klai Yisrael has the zechusim, that the Geula, the merits, that the Geula came early. It could also be, ki lokcha miyad Hashem, kiflayim b'chol chatoseha. If the punishment has been double, what the sins would warrant, the Geula could also be early. And the way the Malbim explains it is, imagine somebody sitting in prison, and he's supposed to be in prison for 10 years. And every day they're going to give him 10 lashes. Every day 10 lashes with a whip. And after 10 years of this, he'll be released. The prison guard took on himself that he's got this prisoner sitting in the cell. He gave him every day 100 lashes. After a year, he's received the punishment. The punishment was supposed to be 10 lashes a day for 10 years. But if he's getting 100 lashes a day, after 1 year, he's received the punishment. The Malbim learns, she's taken, Yerushalayim has taken from Hashem, kiflayim, double, for all of her sins, meaning the sins would have warranted 10 lashes a day, a certain minimal punishment. But if Klal Yisrael gets punished more, like we saw in Mitzrayim, they were supposed to be 400 years. And one of the explanations is the Koshi Ashibud. They worked so hard in Mitzrayim, after 210 years, the amount of time the punishment was made up. So, V'kiroi leho, call out to Yerushalayim. Ki lokcha miyad Hashem kiflayim. It's received a double punishment, whatever suffering has been compacted early. Or kinirtza avona, their sins have been forgiven. That's one possibility of nechama. The other nechama is kimalat zava'a. If the exile, the time for exile has finished, and in that case, dabra alev Yerushalayim, speak and console Yerushalayim, why somehow it didn't come earlier. Kol kore, pasuk gimel. Kol kore, a voice calls out Bamidbar in the desert. Panu derech Hashem, clear the way of Hashem. Yashru bo'arova, make a straight path. Bo'arova, in the wilderness, a mesila, a road le'elokeinu, for our Elohim. Although I see here the translation is midbar, they translate as a wilderness, and arova as a desert. The Malbim seems to understand the opposite. The way the Malbim understands, when the Geula comes in the future, there'll be miracles, kimeitzeischa mimitzrayim, arenu niflos, there'll be miracles that when we were taken out of Mitzrayim. And when we came out of Mitzrayim, we came through the midbar, through the desert, where you just have endless sand, it's just empty desert land. But we've traveled through the desert before. Kol kore, and the voice calls out, Bamidbar in the desert, there's been a road, we've been there before. But panu derech Hashem, clear the way. There may be things on the road, it's been a few centuries where the sands have been drifting over the path. Clear again that path, panu derech Hashem. But when the future geula comes, there's also the arova, the wilderness, the place that hasn't been traveled through before, where there's thorns and brambles and all types of bushes and obstacles, and there's no way to travel because of the overgrowth and the no man's land. But the miracles will be able to come to Yerushalayim in a way that was never done before. Yashru bo arova. And now through that arova, through that wilderness, Yashru, make a straight road. It'll be a mesila. A mesila is like a paved road that's higher than the surrounding areas. You watch the way they make the highway. It's usually higher than the shoulder. The water should be able to run off. But there's a mesila, an elevated road, le'elokeinu, for Hashem. Hashem will lead us. He'll be traveling before us. Ki holech lifneim Hashem. There'll be a mesila, a road that will lift us up above all of the wilderness, the thorns and the thistles and everything that's on the ground. There'll be an elevated road, le'elokeinu. And that road that's never been there before, we'll be traveling, we'll see miracles unlike anything before. That will be Leilokeinu, for our Elohim. It will be clear that Hashem is doing this for Klal Yisrael, unlike anything that ever happened before. Kol Korei. Again, this voice, this prophecy, the prophetic voice calls out, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, in the desert, Panu Derech Hashem, clear the path for Hashem, get ready for the Geula. The Nevi'im are told to call out and to announce the Geula is ready to be here. Yashu Bo Arava, make a straight path through the Arava, a Mesila Leilokeinu. The path, the road for our for Hashem, for our God. Kolgei Nosei, and this will be in a miraculous manner, that the valleys will be raised up. V'chol har v'giva yishpolu, every mountain and every hill yishpolu will be lowered. If you have a bumpy terrain with the hills and the ditches, the way you make a straight road is you remove the hill, you take that extra dirt from the mound, and you put it into the recessed area. And that will make a level area. You take the mound and you put it in the hole, and now you'll have a flat terrain. But here will be miraculous. Before you remove the mountain and put the dirt into the hole, Kolgei Nose, the valleys will be lifted up without adding any dirt, but they'll be lifted. V'chalhar v'giva yishpolu, and then the mountains and the hills will be lowered, as if to show this is going to be in a derech neis, through a miraculous means. V'hoyeh ha'okov l'mishar, the crooked will become straight. Very often it's a crooked, winding road, because if there are mountains and hills very close together, v'harachosim, rachosim is the hills that are close together, so the incline and the it's there's a steep cliff like surface to go up and to go down, the harachosim that make it so hard to travel, the hills right near each other, that's going to cause you to take a crooked path. It's too hard to go up and down. But v'hoyeh ha'okov l'mishar, the crooked path will be straight, somehow miraculously. And then v'harachosim l'bika, those hills will become l'bika, will become valley, and will become flat, easy traveling land. V'nigla kavod Hashem. And then the miracle will be, there'll be many miracles. The glory of Hashem will be revealed. V'ro kol basar yachdav, and all flesh together will see, ki pi Hashem diber, that the mouth of Hashem has spoken. Right now, we're aware of Hashem. If you look at history, you look at the way the world is being run, sometimes you can detect hidden, behind the scenes, there's a Hester upon him, but Hashem is controlling things. At that point, v'nigla, it'll be revealed. And whatever we do see in the world right now is the Kavod Elohim. We're able to see the way Hashem controls things through Elohim, or Shakai, or Tzavakos. Each name of Hashem denotes a different way Hashem manifests Himself to us. But then it'll be Kavod Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. We'll be aware of Hashem. The Malbim says, as it says at the beginning of Parshas Va'era, I appeared to the Avos Bekel Shakai, but not with the name Ushmi Hashem, not with the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. But then the Nigla will be revealed. And not just an awareness of Hashem as Elohim, or in the other words for Hashem, but it'll be Kavod Hashem. We'll actually have an awareness of Hashem unlike anything we see now. V'ro'u. And furthermore, we understand Hashem in this world, but we don't see it. V'ro'u, at that point they will see. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru, will see something that we're never able to see presently. V'ro'u, they will see. And whatever is seen in this world, the Nevi'im are able to see something in this world. But then it will be kol basar, all flesh. The flesh people will see with their human eyes. The basar will see. And not only those special individuals that are Nevi'im, but it will be kol basar. Everyone will experience it. And not even like by Matan Torah, where Moshe went higher than anyone else, and the Zakenim, the elders, had their place, and the people were the furthest away, but then it'll be Yachtov. It'll be together. So in these few words, the Malbim says, there are actually six different concepts of how it will be greater, our awareness of Hashem then, than what we see now. The Niglo will be revealed. It'll be the Kvod Hashem. V'ro, they'll see. And they'll see with the basar, and they'll see kol basar, everyone, and it'll be yachtov. And what will they see? They'll see ki pi Hashem diber, that the mouth, kaviyachol, the mouth of Hashem has spoken, and that the nevuos that are being said by Yeshaya HaNavi are indeed the word of Hashem is coming true. And the Nevi'im are to proclaim this, the Geula's here. Kol Omer Kra. And now again, the voice of Nevuah says to the Navi, Kra, call it out. Va'amar, and as if the Navi responds, Mo'ekra, what exactly should be the message now? What should I call out? The Nevuah is, Kol HaBosor Chotzir. You should proclaim all flesh, Kol HaBosor, is Chotzir, it's like grass. V'chol chasto kitzitz hasoda. And if it's so temporary, like the grass that gets dried out and dies, so the kindness is also not of a permanent nature. The chasto is kitzitz hasoda, like the blossom in the field. Yovesh chotzir, the grass withers. Novel tzitz, the blossom fades. Ki ruach Hashem noshva bo, when the breath of Hashem blows upon it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it anymore, it's gone. And right now, before the Geula, the Meforshim say, Gog, as the Mitzudas brings down, there's Gog u'Magog, all the nations come to attack Yerushalayim, as the other Nevi'im mention. And when they all come before the Geula, Hashem says, you want to know what to proclaim? Tell them, kol ha-basar chotzir, all flesh is like grass. The kindness, even if the nations did kindness, but it's kitzitz hasada. That kindness has no permanence. It won't protect them. They don't have the zechus of true chesed. And therefore, when that army is outside Yerushalayim, yovesh chotzer, novel tzitz, the grass dries up, the blossom fades, ki ruach Hashem noshfa bo, when Hashem's breath blows upon it. Ochein chotzer ha'om, indeed, the people are like grass. Yovesh chotzer, novel tzitz. The grass withers, the blossom fades. Udevar Elokeinu yokum la'olam. But the word of Hashem will stand forever. Rashi explains, Kol Omer Kra. The voice from Hashem says, call out. Va'omar. And the Navi says, my spirit responds, Mo'ekra, what should I call out? And Hashem says, kol habasar, those that elevate themselves and consider themselves important, all people are chotzer, they're going to end up dying. they're going to be like the grass. And if they say to do chesed, it doesn't have the permanence. It's like the blossom that withers. And therefore, you can't rely on what people intend. Even if they mean well, they give promises, but he's not around to fulfill it. But devar Elokeinu yakum la'olam. But the word of Hashem will be established forever. And therefore, in Pasuk Tes, the Navi says, I'm telling you to call out, because the Nevuah will come true. Al har gavoa ali loch mevaseres tzion. The one who wants to bring the good tidings to Tzion, ascend a high mountain. Harimi bakoach koleich. Raise your voice with power, with strength. Mevaseres Yerushalayim. Sometimes you're afraid to make an announcement because maybe it won't happen. You'll announce the Geula's here, and what happens if it doesn't occur? But the Navi's told you can announce it. Announce it, proclaim it from the high mountains. Say it loudly, because Devar Elokeinu yakum la'olam. This is not the promise of a person. This is not the basar that's like the grass and like the blossoms. This is Devar Elokeinu yakum la'olam. The words of Hashem will be forever, and the Nevuah definitely will happen. The Malbim says, the Navi was told in Pasuk Gimel, Kol Kore, the voice is calling out in the desert, prepare for the Geula. And it seems like it announced the Geula and it didn't happen yet. An announcement was made and now it's quiet. So Hashem says, again, Kol Omer Kro, the voice calls out and says, you have to make this proclamation. Va'amar Mo Ekro. And the Navi responds, Mo Ekro, what should I call out? I've already announced it. I announced the Geula. And you know what? Mo Ekro, what further can I say? Kol HaBosar Chotzir. All of the people I was speaking to, all of the basar, the people, chotzer, they're like the grass, they've died. I promised the geula, and it didn't happen. The people died. Kol habasar chotzer, v'chol chasto, and all of the kindness is ketzitz hasoda, like the blossom of the field. Nothing seems to be to have a permanence, and we don't see the nevuah coming true. They've all died. Yovesh Chotzer, Novel Tzitz. Ki Ruach Hashem Noshva Bo. Because the breath of Hashem has blown upon it, and therefore they've all died. So that's obviously what Hashem wants. So why do I keep on announcing the Geula? Ochein. But indeed, the Navi says, I realize indeed it's not like I'm thinking. Ochein, no, it's not so. Don't give up. Don't have yush. Because chotzir ha'am, the people indeed is like grass. You're right. You announced the geula, and the ones you were speaking to are no longer here. They're chotzir ha'am. But yovesh chotzir, novel tzitz, the grass dries up, the blossom withers. But udvar Elokeinu yakum la'olam. I realize that no, the word, the nevuah of Hashem, is established forever. So even though, go ahead and proclaim the Geula. It's definitely happening. It didn't happen yet. But announce it right now. Give the people the chizuk. The Geula is ready to come. Udvar Elokeinu yakum la'olam. It's ready to come. And it will come. Because Hashem is not like the people. But yakum, it's established, it's strong, it's secure. Yakum, it has a kiyum. And not only is it strong and secure, but it's la'olam, it's something that will be forever. And therefore, announce the geula, it will be here, and it will be forever. And therefore, al har gavoa alilach, you can go ahead and ascend the high mountains. Mevaseres tzion, the one who's bringing the good tidings, the herald, of Tzion, of Zion. Tzion represents where the Beis HaMikdash is, where the Sanhedrin is, the Supreme Court, where the Malchus Beis David, where the royal family is. Tzion is the high, the greatest part of Yerushalayim. They can go and announce about the Geula on the highest mountain, that finally the Shekhinah's come back and they've received the prominence that's been missing for so many centuries. Yerushalayim is where the multitude is dwelling. And right now those people are scattered across the world. For them, harimi v'koach kolech, you have to raise your voice with strength, mevaseres Yerushalayim, the one who is going to be the herald and bring the good news to Yerushalayim. Harimi, raise your voice, al tiroyin, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid, you'll say a nevuah, and it doesn't seem to happen. But don't be afraid. Imri la'ore Yehuda, say to the cities of Yehuda, Hine, behold, see, right here, Elokeichem, Hashem, your God is here, and proclaim that. Hine Hashem Elokim b'chazak yavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come with a strong arm, with force. Uzro Moshlolo, and his arm will dominate, the force of his hand, Kaviyachal. Uzro, his arm will, Moshlolo, will rule for him. Hine Scharawito, his reward is with him. Those tzaddikim who have been waiting for the reward, Hashem is coming with that reward. Ufuloso lefonov, and those, his wage is before him. Hashem is to pay back the wages what everyone has earned with their Torah and their Maisim Tovim. And for those who deserve a punishment, the nations of the world, Hashem b'chazak yavo, will come with strength, with a strong arm to punish those that deserve the punishment, and Hashem will come with a reward for those that deserve the reward. The Navi was concerned, he's going to proclaim the Geula, and it doesn't seem to happen. So he's reassured, no, call out, call Omer Kra, you have to proclaim it. Because Hinei Hashem Elokim b'chazak yavo. We know the Geula is going to come. After all, why shouldn't it come? The only reason why a promise is not fulfilled is either because the one promising doesn't have the strength. He himself doesn't have the determination and the conviction. He can't carry it through. Or he doesn't have the backing to carry it through. For that, Hine Hashem Elokim b'chazak yavo. Hashem's going to come with strength, with a strong arm. Uzro Moshlolo, and he has the backing kaviyachol, because he doesn't need any armies or anyone to help him. But Uzro Moshlolo, his own arm, will dominate for him. So Hashem is able to do whatever he says. And sometimes a promise isn't fulfilled because the person changes his mind. But that also won't happen here. Hine scharo ito. Hashem has the wages with him. It's not like Hashem, sometimes a person makes a promise and then he realizes he could do a better deal elsewhere. He doesn't want to pay it out here, he's not prepared. But hine scharo ito. Hashem has his wages right here. He doesn't need to fulfill a promise to a certain person to be reimbursed. Scharo ito, he has all of the reward with him, upuloso lefonov, and it's as if it's already happened. It's in front of him. It's here. Past, present, future. It's all for Hashem the same thing. It's all, the geula of the future is sitting in front of Hashem right now. So you can go ahead and announce it. Announce what will be in the future, because it's already by Hashem the present. Upuloso lefonov, his pu'ula, to pay up the wages Lefanovitz, right before Hashem. Karoa Edro Yire, as a shepherd who grazes his flock. A shepherd cares for the sheep. A good shepherd cares for his sheep. And as much as he cares for the sheep, if it's his own, he cares extra caringly. He has an extra concern. Kiroa edro his flock, yira, he's grazing. Bizroa with his arm, yikabetz taloim, he gathers the lambs and he picks up those little sheep that are stumbling by themselves and they need help. He doesn't use a stick to gather them together, but he uses his arm to lift them. Bizro yikabetz taloim, he gathers them in his arm, uvecheko yisa, and he carries them in his bosom, in his chest, he carries those little sheep. That's what he does with one arm. Olos yinahel, and with the other arm, he gathers the nursing mothers, the olos yinahel, the sheep that are nursing the babies, yinahel, he leads them and he guides them. As we say in the Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi, Lo Echsar. Hashem is my shepherd. Lo Echsar, I won't lack. But Hashem cares for Klal Yisrael like a shepherd. And sometimes the shepherd tells the sheep to sit. And the sheep don't understand why. They know the shepherd cares for them, but the sheep doesn't understand. He'd rather run off somewhere else. But binos deshe yarbitzeni, Hashem causes me to lie down in the grassy place where it's most ideal for the sheep to relax and to rest. They can run elsewhere, but elsewhere it's not as nice. And sometimes the shepherd causes the sheep to move when they like to lie down. But almei menuchos yinaleni, he's leading me by the gentle waters. The shepherd, the sheep don't understand always why. Shivtecho mishantecho. Sometimes it's a stick where the shepherd has to do something that the sheep don't like. He prods them. He moves them with a stick. Umishantecho. But sometimes he supports them. But either way, however the shepherd cares for the sheep, if he's the shepherd that cares, the sheep can rely on him and know that he's doing what's best for them. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kiroa Edro Yira. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like that shepherd, that Roa Edro Yira, who's grazing his own flock. Bizro Yekabetz Taloim. He gathers those little lamb, the young lambs, in his arm. Uvecheko Yiso. And he carries them in his bosom. Olos Yenahel, with the other arm, he leads the mothers. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about the Geula. And therefore, Al Har Gavoa Alilach, go ahead on the high mountains, call out, Harimi Bakoach Kolech, raise your voice. And you may have announced the Geula earlier. You may have been the Kol Kore, the voice that was proclaiming in the desert, prepare the road. But now Hashem says, Kol Omer Kra, call it out again. And don't question, how can I call it out again? Kol HaBasar Chatzir, they've all died, they're like the grass. They don't seem to, the Gula hasn't come. Because Devar Elokeinu Yakum La'olam, the word of Hashem will be established forever. It will happen, it will be secure. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will carry it out. Hinei Hashem Elokim b'chazak yavo. He'll come with power and strength. And he'll have the reward. Hinei scharo ito. He'll have the reward. And the geula will come in that caring manner as a shepherd taking care of his sheep.